Sechtes Uktim Perek Gimel Mishnah Hay. Hakoisht, it's one of the types of Ketoris, one of the spices that were used in the Ketoris. The Hachemes, which some say is Amumim, others learn that this is ginger. The Rashi Besamim, and different roots of spices. Hatio v'hachiltus, these are also very spicy type of spices, very sharp types of spices. V'hapilpun, peppers, v'chalois hari, and cakes compressed products made out of saffron. Which these things are all used to spice other foods. They're not eaten in their own right. No one eats these types of spices on their own. They just use it to enhance other foods. So the Tanakhama is of the opinion, Nilkochem bekesef maisa. The halachi is, in maisa sheni, that the person is allowed to redeem the money of the produce if he finds it too burdensome to bring it to Yerushalayim. And when it comes to Yerushalayim, he can take the money he used to redeem the original Ma'isa Sheni. And then the Torah tells us, instructs him, V'nasata ha-kesef b'chol ha-shetav nafshecho. You can use this money to buy things which you desire as long as they are food. B'bokar, b'tsoin, animals which you're going to use to consume, yayin v'sheicha, wine and beer. And from here we learn that only Dvarim of Meichel and Mishta can be purchased with the Ma'isa Sheni money. So the Tanakam is of the opinion that these spices, although they're not consumed, they're only used to add on to another food, it still has halacha of Oichel. However, being that they're not a food in their own right, the Einon Mitamen Tumas Oichlen, they will not be able to become Tomei under the realm of Tumas Oichlen, because they're not a real Oichel. This is the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Amalei Rebbe Yochem Menuri, Rebbe Yochem Menuri disagreed, and he said, "Memanoshech, im nilkachem v'kesef ma'isif." On one hand, you treat them like food, and you allow somebody to use ma'isif money to purchase these items. Mipnei ma'inim tam and tumas oichlam. So then, why don't they become tamei with the halacha of tumas oichlam? And if you want to tell me, Vim Einun Matamas Tumas Oichlum, you tell me they're not considered an Oichlum, therefore they're not susceptible to the halachas of Tumah. So then, Afim Lo Yulkochu Bekesef Maisa, then one cannot purchase these foods with monies of Maisa. The Mishnah, Mesechtes Uktzin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vov, Hapagin Behaboisa. So Pagin are unripe. Te'enim, figs, and boise are unripe grapes. Rebbe Akiva metame tumas oichlan. Rebbe Akiva holds that they have a status of food, and therefore, even though they're unripe, the people do eat it that way, so they are mekabel tumah. Rebbe Yochanan Menuri oimim mishivo lo ines amaisis. The only time that the chayiv in they have halacha of tumas oichlan is only when they reach. They're mature enough and they're ripened enough, which we learn the halacha is that for Maisa's purposes they have to begin ripening. Then the halacha is that they are mekabel tumas oichlan. But prior to that state, which means if they're still just labeled as pagan or boisa, which means they haven't begun ripening yet, so then they're not mekabel tumas. Peritze zeisim va'anovim. What are peritze zeisim va'anovim? The word paritz means to breach. Sometimes when they press olives, there are some that are so hardened and not ripened yet that they, because of the pressure of the press, they pop out. They'll spurt out because the pressure is not strong enough to squeeze them, and therefore they'll breach out from the pressing. So these. Types of zeisim, of olives, or anovim, grapes that are so hard, beishami mitamin, beishami hold that they're still considered oichel and the mekabel tumah, ubeisil mitarin, beisil hold that they are Torah, they're not considered oichel because of their hardness. Haketzach, which we know is, according to some, caraway seeds, also known as kimmel, which is put into bread. Beishamai metarin. Beishamai holds its Torah because you don't eat them on their own. They're just used as an enhancement, as a flavoring for the bread. Ubeisil metamim. Beisil, however, of the opinion that they are tamei, because being that it's eaten together with bread, so then it becomes like oichel, and it's mekabel tumas oichlan. And the Mishnah says, v'chein lemasters, the same way they have beishamai and beisil have machlokes of ketzach, if caraway seeds are considered an oichel, so then, if they're considered an oichel, so then it would be mechoyev and maises, would be obligated, one would have to tithe it. And if you are of the opinion that it doesn't have tumas oichel because it's not an oichel, so then it's potter from maestres.